Rick, let's begin today with the gross domestic product. The latest revision shows a 2.9% drop during the first quarter of this year, making it the weakest quarter for the U.S. economy since the Great Recession.
That's quite weak. That's well into recession territory. Of course, quarter two will come in positive, but not positive enough to offset some of that loss. And you and I spent our time a couple of months ago talking about one winter storm after another. It was disrupting retail sales. It was disrupting auto sales. Manufacturing followed suit as businesses didn't need to buy as much inventory. And now that we're on the third iteration, which is the last one prior to having final numbers for quarter one GDP, it's actually negative. And the bad news is that really consumer spending is driving a lot of the downward pressure. And so employment growth has been now averaging just over 200,000 jobs for several years, which is good, but it's not great. We're not getting those 300, 400, 500,000 per month job gains that would be an indicator of a robust economy. And I think an outcome of this is that wages are not improving. And with wages not improving, then consumer spending can't improve. And so I think in quarter one, we're really seeing a combination of bad weather plus real tension, real pressure in the middle of the income distribution.
Rick, talk more about how this could happen. It seems unusual coming on the heels of a 4.1% increase in the third quarter of 2013 and a 2.6% increase in the fourth quarter of last year. Then there's this pretty dramatic drop. Explain that.
There is a dramatic drop, and we've talked before about kind of the new normal of a lower average growth rate in gross domestic product and more volatility around that growth. We're still recovering from the debt overhang and from the financial crisis. And as American households seek to stay out of debt, and as they view housing as not the investment that it once was, then they're not going out there and incurring new mortgage debt and getting a home equity loan to buy a new carpet or a new car. And they're doing a good job of deleveraging. So household debt levels are actually in the right direction. The government debt is coming down at the federal level. And with those deleveraging trends in the right direction in terms of no longer borrowing as much from tomorrow's taxpayers to pay for today's spending, it has the effect of making the economy grow more slowly, and it's also more volatile. Add that to the effects of technology in the labor market, that the high wage earners are the ones who are out there writing the apps or selling their sporting talents worldwide, but the bottom 85% of the wage distribution isn't doing so well. In fact, is seeing wages that are stagnant to falling on an inflation-adjusted basis. And so there is that showing up in the consumer spending figures. So overall, I would say we can't place too much importance on one quarter of data, but absolutely it would have been great to have seen a revision in growth upward for quarter one rather than downward. And in fact, that means with a downward tick like that in quarter one of minus 2.9%, it means that it's going to be harder to make target overall in calendar year 2014. So all in all, a disappointing report.
But on the positive side, as you've noted, another revision is coming. So this isn't the final report. And the economy has been improving since March.
The economy clearly has been improving since March. It's improving at a slower rate of improvement than we would have hoped 6 months ago, and again, due to weak consumer spending. I was just reading materials earlier today talking about consumption being on a weaker trajectory in quarter two than before. So we are seeing a weak first half of 2014, but overall, we're not in recession risk territory. I guess the silver lining to this particular cloud is that if you're out there shopping for a mortgage or have an adjustable rate loan or are looking to buy something and finance it on credit, then interest rates are likely to stay low. I mean, the Fed's been projecting for some time now that it would be 2015 before they raised the key short-term interest rates. And GDP reports like this and the weaker trajectory in quarter two make it look like that raising of interest rates could be farther away rather than closer.
Well, one aspect of how well the economy is doing is when it comes to jobs, the rate of growth in terms of job creation, and then also the unemployment figure. Can you give us a little update there?
Sure. We've gotten the most recent month in at the state and local level. For Florida, it's a bit of a blemish. We didn't rise month to month on a seasonally adjusted basis so that you could actually compare one month to the next. You have to take out those predictable seasonal fluctuations in employment. So it's a slowdown in job growth for Florida. But, you know, in calendar year 2013, we actually had 2.9% job growth, which led the nation. And so, again, one month does not a time series make, but there is a bit of a slowdown. Year over year, there's still many more jobs. Depending on which of the 22 metro areas in Florida you look at, you will see moderate to good job growth, which makes sense. We were so far down in the hole in Florida that as we climb back out, we ought to be growing faster than the rest of the nation.
Briefly, Rick, let's look ahead to next weekend and the start of a really big period for our tourist economy here.
July is the biggest month for tourism in Northwest Florida. If you look at Escambia County, for example, bed tax revenues and thus hotel room revenues in July run about four or five times as much as revenues in January. The tourism economy is enormously important, and July is really the month where hoteliers can sell that room night at full rate and where they're also fully booked, certainly on the weekends and mostly during the weekdays. So 4th of July weekend, Blue Angels weekend, those are really the big money makers for businesses on the beach.
We'll talk more about that next time. Rick, we'll hold it there. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.